every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church, entering house after house and dragging out men and women. He handed them over for imprisonment. Now those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Thus Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip when they heard it and saw the signs he was doing. For unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed and crippled people were cured. There was great joy in that city. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The response is, let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all on earth worship and sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
He has changed the sea into dry land through the river they passed on foot. Therefore, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Everyone who believes in the Son has eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day, says the Lord. Alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. And whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from the heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him might have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is the 25th anniversary of the brutal killing, the assassination of Bishop Girardi in Guatemala City. The bishop had been a promoter of justice and proponent of human rights. He'd worked long and hard to aid in the production of a report of abuses and crimes that had taken place during the civil war in Guatemala. 2 days after the report was released, he was killed in his garage by an intruder who beat him with a concrete slab. We can't help but see the link with today's first reading, the mention of Stephen's killing, the imprisonment of many others, ultimately including John the Baptist, Peter and Paul, and Jesus himself. We're sometimes upset by the statement from Jesus, "Do you think that I have come to establish peace? Rather, I have come for division." It's the wording of that that can be a little hard for us to absorb. It sounds as if a major purpose of the incarnation was to bring about war and strife. In fact, Jesus is saying that it would be inevitable because of the break from the norm that the incarnation and his life of ministry would occasion. The new dispensation of salvation that's open to all with Jesus as the conduit, the one who shows us the Father and the way to the Father, shook things up, but good. In the immediate aftermath of the resurrection and the ascension, things were unruly. Persecutions were afoot, with Paul one of the leading persecutors. The apostles could have lost heart. Instead, they were doubly committed to carrying out the command to go into all nations and to baptize and to heal. The gospel makes it clear that the worst imprisonment that any of us could endure would be the rejection of the opportunity presented through the revelation of Christ as the Son of God. "I will not reject anyone who comes to me," he says. You just heard that. God will not allow Christ the Son to lose anything, anyone, we should understand, that's been drawn to him, because that was the very reason that he came into the world, to gather his own, his adopted children into the body that has come down from heaven, the bread that is the food of eternal life. Will there always be suffering for the sake of the gospel? It seems so. Jesus doesn't want us to be completely surprised or put off by that truth, which is why he's offered some indication that violence and mistreatment cannot be ruled out for those who remain faithful. In the case of the Guatemalan bishop, three army officers were eventually charged with his murder, but that doesn't mean it can't and won't happen somewhere else. We want to pray for all who endure persecution for the sake of the kingdom of God, and pray that their efforts will continue to win the hearts of Christians who understand that seeing and believing the Son will indeed be rewarded in the resurrection on the last day.